You told me you were feeling buzzed when you came in here.
Yeah, feeling buzzed.
You feeling nice and buzzed? Nice and toasty?
Nice and toasty now, yeah.
Regular tell some stories?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You know what this needs? This podcast, you know what it needs? It needs like an intro, bro. Like an intro song.
Yeah, I agree. Damn.
When I listen to it, it feels like...
Wow, you listen to my podcast, bro?
I listen to it sometimes.
Oh, hey. That's better than no times.
Hey, but he's right, though.
That's better than no times.
I have no idea when it starts.
Yeah, like a little intro.
Okay, man, I understand what you're saying, but...
A little jingle, you work at a fucking radio show. Bro.
I can do it myself. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Your job is the radio. Why don't you make this like the radio?
Oh my god, man! Now you just patronizing me. That's what you're doing. That's
what we're here for.
All right, my name's Aaron Seen. Welcome to my after party, and none other is Mr. Mark from Thousand Grams, ThousandGramsClub.com for all your CBD needs, all right? Because Mark over here never knows how to plug the podcast. Plug the website for the podcast. So
plug it.
I got to do it for you. Shout out to my boy, our very special guest, the one and only, needing no introduction, Raul Facio. That's what we need, the applause, dude. Right?
Yeah,
you're right.
We need a
fucking soundboard for sure. You're right. You're right. What's going on, my guy? How are you?
Just chilling, bro.
You came in here quarantining in peace. Yeah. How's that been?
It's all right. You know, just smoking a lot.
Smoking a lot?
That's all we fucking do all day is just smoke and make music, bro.
Dude, honestly, that's all there is to do. Just get fucked up and make and just fucking chill. Is my hair all fucked up?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Is it fucked up for real? Let me fix it real quick. Give me a second. I don't know why you're such a fucking dick, Facio. Oh, let's all take a cheers right here for the podcast. Shout out to my boy Facio for showing up.
Cheers.
Cheers, my guy. Cheers. Pretty good though. You know what, like for a while, like I was not feeling tequila. Like it was making me gag. I remember New Year's Eve, Johnny was like, Johnny from my boy Jonathan from Palomino, of course, so he's gonna hear the podcast, so he already knows it's him. He bought me a Don Julio. He said, take the shot. I had just taken a Rumps. I was like, dude, I can't take that. I'm gonna puke. He's like, take it, pussy. I'm like, no, I will literally puke on you guys. Because earlier, I was partying all day. I went to the Sun Bowl, drank and pre-gamed all day. I passed out for 2 hours, woke up drunk, went to go DJ at Palomino. And of course, you know, I got it done. You know, I'm just around my shop. But holy shit, man. I'm not going to lie. I kind of threw up a little bit. I kind of threw up and just kind of like played it off and shit when I was at Palomino. So
why do you like Rumps, bro? You take Rumps all the time.
I feel like Rumps is like an industry thing for sure, because no one outside the industry really likes Rumps.
Yeah, we all fucking hate Rumps.
Because everyone, I mean, I don't like Rumps, but like if you get a good bottle of Rumps, like that.
What's a good bottle of Rumps?
If you drink it, if you feel it in your body and it doesn't make you want to gag, feel it, dog. You know you got a good bottle of Rumps right there. That's what I say. Because sometimes I'll take shots of Rumps and I'm like, oh my god, dude, that shit will hurt my body. Like, it's not even fucking funny how fucking much it hurts. What's your liquor of choice? Just tequila?
Tequila. Yeah,
tequila all the way.
And mezcal. I like mezcal, but it's hard to get around here. Like, it's hard to get really good mezcal around here.
Mezcal. I have a bottle. Dude, if you would have told me, I have a bottle of mezcal at my house.
And you didn't bring it.
You didn't tell me.
You brought lukewarm Himalod instead, bro.
Wow, I had juice. Hold on, I'm going live right now. I got Raul Facio right here on the Instagram. Raul, tell us, how's life been inside quarantine? For real.
Stop it. It hasn't been bad, honestly.
Like, it hasn't been that bad?
I feel like people complain. That's my privilege talking.
Okay.
You know, people complain a lot, but for me, it's been chill. Like, I've just been making music, smoking.
So, some good music. Are you still on Dub Fire's label?
On Dub Fire's label.
Damn! That's a fucking flex right there, guy. He's just like, yeah, I'm on Dub Fire's label. So what? Yeah, and then what are you going to do about it? And then my boy Mark over here is a little toasted.
A little. I'm baked like a French roll, dog.
My boy Mark over here is, he's a little Litty McTitties over here. But it's all right because, you know, we're going to carry this podcast. But, of course, like we always start the podcast, we start it with the Ai Bowl. As y'all can see, Ai right here. Ai. And our special. Ai. So Mark's not going to do anything today. He's
what do you mean he has to? He's a guest too.
What do you mean?
You want to do one?
Do what? Yeah,
I guess. An Ayayi Bowl, dumbass.
I thought we were going to do it.
All right. Hey,
and we're all doing one now.
I asked you wanted to do the Ayayi Bowl.
You're confusing me, dog.
You're raising your voice at me. That's what you're doing. All right. So, everybody, this is the one I'm picking for Mark right here. Go ahead. Show us. You didn't put your phone on vibrate before you came in here?
It says, take a drink.
Nah, it doesn't. Let me see. All right. For everybody watching and for Mr. Fossey right here, it says, show us the three most recent sent texts. Nah. Let me see your phone. You can't touch your phone.
My last recent text.
If not, you take a shot.
Open the door. Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Nah, you take a shot. You're cheating. Let me pour this guy a shot real quick. You know what? Excuse me, life. I got to pour Mark over here a shot because he's lying. He's lying to us.
I would never, my guy.
Mark over here is an OG fuckboy for sure. Because he never wants to show us his most recent text for sure.
I respect that.
There you go, my guy. I gave you a little shot.
Cheers.
On to our boy Fossey over here. The II Bowl is in full effect. Like you see. You want
to
pick it out?
Take the shot. He hasn't taken the shot yet.
Oh, take the shot for sure. Don't be fake. We have a very special guest, Raul Fossio.
No chaser, dog. What's up?
God, I would hope so. All right, Mr. Fossio. Hold on. Let's flip this little. What does that say?
What makes you hard?
Oh. What makes you hard? God, hey. Show that to the captain. Let's see.
Hey, that's a new one, though. I don't remember that shit being in there.
I think someone just put it. Someone just had to put it. Oh. So go ahead, tell us or take a shot.
Just girls, hey. Bro. In general.
Just girls in general.
Hey, well, this.
What about like? So are you an ass man or a titty man?
An ass man.
You're an ass man for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I respect that.
Well, this looks like a girl wrote it, dog. Shit.
Yeah, that was last week. Either Michaela or Amanda.
There's a smiley face on this.
All right, one more. Right here. Ready? You're doing two because I want you to take a shot eventually. Off of these, read it.
Show your most recent text on the live.
Oh. On the live. Let's see.
What?
Text message.
The one I got or the one I sent?
The one you got.
Both.
Okay, baby.
Both. That's what it says?
Yeah.
No, you got to show it to us. On the live. Okay, baby. Aye.
Just confirming that I was here, bro. Letting her know.
All right. Perfect. All right, well, shit.
What about you? I
guess I'm next, huh? Okay. Let's see. Out of all your homies, which one's your least favorite? Mark, for sure, man. I'll drink to that one, but Mark, hey, Glass is sponsored by Malo Lam. So we didn't even do a full intro. We're in El Paso, Texas, because I get listeners from all over the world, so. We're in El Paso, Texas, at the 1000 Gram Studio. Shout out to our boy Omar Garnica. He was like one of the old, bro. I remember Omar, like,
OG.
He's an OG. I remember going to Plum and just being like, yo, like, I thought Omar, because Omar was all big. He was just like, one of my homegirls fucked Omar. He says he has a big dick. I'm not sure if it's true, but for the life. If anyone knows if Omar Garnica has a big dick,
let us know.
We want to know if Omar has a big dick. Today we're talking about horny stories, horny DJ stories, horny other city stories, horny stories altogether. Okay. You okay with that?
Okay.
Are you all right with that?
Yeah, we'll see.
I know you have a girlfriend, so I don't want you to get in trouble.
We'll keep it.
At any point, our safe word at any point is going to be ice cream. Ice cream. Then you can't talk about it. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Raul, tell us about the last time you partied here in El Paso.
The last time I partied here was...
The last time.
Actually, like, it was during quarantine.
Make sure you keep that mic close to your mouth.
It was during quarantine, so it was a little bit...
No, like, you went out, and we were out and about. We were allowed to go out. When's
probably
the last time?
That Pig and Dan show at Chino Chido.
Oh, yeah, you remember that. He doesn't remember shit. I was stupid.
He remembers
that
being there,
show.
But doesn't remember being
that
there.
That was the Sunday before quarantine.
Yeah, that
too,
was the last Sunday.
Because
yeah.
The Sunday after, I was going to go see Steve Lawler.
That's right.
Oh, Shout out to Steve Lawler one time. If you ever listen, you know, I love you. I was going to go to that show, but they asked me to play at, what's that fucking place? Bad Habits.
Right.
So I played Bad Habits. I Sunday funded from 5 to 4 in the morning. So it was a good Sunday because I knew I wasn't going into work the next day. So I was like, I'm going to go all out. Like, I have to go all out.
For sure. You know?
I have to go all out because
I feel like having to go all out is like a fucking casual thing for us.
No. For me, I was already, because Sundays, when usually I'll go home. I don't after party. That's like my number one rule. I don't after party on Sundays. I have to work the next day. So if I after party on Sundays, like, I'm fucked at work. I am so fucking hungover. I'm about to throw up. So I was like, no. No after partying today. But because I was going to work, I was like, fuck it. Let's after party. We show up to this after party. They kick us out. I take a piss. I come out. Everybody's like, everybody has to leave. I was like, I just got here. So we had to leave. So whatever. But tell us about the last time you went out.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't party that hard at that party. That pick and damn party.
You didn't party that hard?
I didn't party that hard. It was very chill.
Did
honestly,
you meet him?
Huh?
Did you meet him?
Yeah, I met Pick and Dan.
How, like, are they cool? Like,
they actually,
cool,
at first, they were kind of assholes because, like, the sound was fucking up. So
they were kind of, like, in a bad mood.
Yeah, they were kind of in a bad mood, exactly. And then once the show ended, I met up with them, and I was telling them about my music and whatever. So then we connected, you know?
This
so then,
guy, bro. You know, so networking like a motherfucker. Yeah.
So
you were at that after party one time, right? With Oliver Dollar.
Oliver Dollar.
Were you there with Oliver Dollar?
I was there, yeah.
You were there,
yeah,
too?
We were all there.
Ah, okay, cool. So I guess I'm not one up.
You didn't one up anyone.
It was, wow, that's very rude.
Just edit that whole part.
I'm going to edit this.
Just take it out. Omit it.
That, so one time, me and this guy after party with Oliver Dollar and Sydney Blue. It was the most fucking weirdest, because I was, you know, I was all like, oh, I was a fucking on planet. I was on Neptune, for
Sydney,
sure.
Sydney Blue? For you guys had blue balls or what?
Bro, shit. Sydney Blue's actually pretty fucking hot, for sure. Right? No? What'd you think?
He knows.
Know, I'll take a shot to that one.
You'll take a...
I'm not going to answer that one.
Yo, yeah. They were there. So
what happened?
They were chopping it up and everything with us, bro. They were cool, though. They were cool. I mean, if you got to go after party with your, like, you know, with people, you know. For sure, you got to.
You know,
be
weird
cool.
Story though. Oliver Dollar was actually here for like a week and a half.
Yeah, I was talking to Robert Apodaca.
Yeah,
he was telling me, bro, that he was
he
here.
He played
like,
on a Sunday and he didn't leave till like the next.
And
Tuesday,
that was like that was Thanksgiving week, wasn't it?
Yeah. He stayed here for Thanksgiving because he wasn't going to go back to Europe, and he didn't want to be alone during Thanksgiving in L.A.
So he stayed with.
So he stayed in El Paso. Yeah.
Shout out to our boy Robert Apodaca. You know he. He played like back to back with who did he play back to back with? He told me who the fuck he played. I can't remember. I'm asking you because you're the techno guy, man.
Oh, bro, everyone back to back with everyone. That's his thing.
So we're gonna talk about groupie stories because I want to know. Raul Fassi over here signed to Dubfire. Dubfire's label. What's the label called?
Psytech.
Psy, bro, that's a flex, bro. Do you know who Dubfire is? Do you know who Dubfire is?
This... I have no idea.
It's because you're not a house guy. That's why. So this guy right here, signed to motherfucking Dubfire over here. Tell us about your most, like, craziest groupie story you can remember. There has to be.
I'll take a shot.
Oh, he doesn't want to tell us. Why don't you want to tell us, Fasio? Tell us. Tell us what you don't want to tell us.
I'll take a shot. I'll take two shots, bro. Pour double shot.
Wow. Okay. Hey, you respect that? Is it okay by my co-host over here?
Yeah.
My co-host is baked as baked. He's a baked chicken right now.
He has no idea what's going on.
I mean, well, what about like, I guess allegedly in the sense of.
What's the.
Wait. Yeah, shit that you've seen, heard, or fucking like know, like right. Stories from the fucking like.
How about we start with. Let's start with this one. What's the craziest show you played in El Paso?
The craziest show?
Yes.
Probably. Fuck, it was one of the Dirty Sanchez shows for sure.
For sure? Which one was
Sunday once? I think it was Hobo.
No, I didn't go to Hobo. He's been here a few times too, huh?
Yeah.
No, I've never been to Hobo.
I think it was the one at Dirty Sanchez. I took acid. I don't know. I blacked out, bro. I blacked
you
out.
You blacked the fuck
There's
out?
There's stories about me like trying to play after Hobo when it was closed. There's stories about...
So you don't remember any of that?
I have no idea what the fuck happened.
You were just kind of like... You were just kind of on cruise control.
You know, and it's weird because I played before Hobo.
Uh-huh.
So I played before Hobo with Dustin, my homie, Dustin Holtzberry.
Uh-huh.
And I played before Hobo with him. And once our set ended, Hobo played. I remember, like, seeing Hobo for, like, maybe an hour. But the second hour and after that, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Wow.
Hey, that's Dirty Sanchez, dog. They're wild.
That's Dirty Sanchez. Yo, shout out to R.I.P. to Dirty Sanchez.
R.I.P. Dirty Sanchez.
I'll drink to that right there. R.I.P. Dirty Sanchez. I remember the one time I went to Dirty Sanchez, I went to go see Sharam.
Right.
That's the one I remember. That's where I lost my... No, that's not when I lost my wallet. I don't know when the fuck I lost my wallet, but it was one of those shows. But Sharam was for sure. Yeah, so I had just gotten back from a cruise. I went to Jamaica. I went to the Cayman Islands.
Okay.
It was very... It was like... I definitely recommend going on cruises. For sure. It was dope. Came back, and I had money. I had won, like, $600 on the cruise because of, like, I was gambling and shit.
Bro, What were you playing?
Roulette, my guy. I'm a fucking pro. What's up?
Roulette? I don't know if that's really gambling, though.
Shit, like, bro. If you win and you gambling,
hey, but it'd be more gangster if you're like, yo, I won that shit on craps. Well, I'm playing blackjack or some shit.
Oh, I'm sorry, bitch. I don't impress you. Right. God damn. You know what? It would be impressive.
I had a blackjack
for sure has to be, like, the most impressive game for sure to win on.
I'm actually pretty good at blackjack.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
You're like, I won a Texas Hold'em tournament and got $600.
Anyways, I was playing roulette. I won a lot of money, but my stupid ass didn't take any of it out when I went out on Sunday. So I left all the money in my wallet. So shout out to whoever took my fucking wallet. It fell out of my pocket.
Yeah, but this was in Vegas, though?
And this, no. This was at Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, shit.
And somebody picked up the wallet. Like, right away, it was gone. I was like... Fuck, dude. Somebody had a good night, bro, because my wallet had like at least $600.
Nice.
They balled out. They bought drinks, everybody. They probably bought some Cometa afterwards.
What? I blame you for that.
I mean,
hey, you should have just looked for
I don't blame anybody else but me, for sure.
The most balling table.
For sure.
Just look.
I shouldn't have left the fucking money, first of all, in my fucking wallet.
Exactly. You shouldn't have that much cash on you.
It's because I just got him back from vacation. I was still on vacation.
He was in a drug dealer mode. He was
like,
I was in flexor
mode. I was like, let's go out. I got drinks. I got the party favors. I was like, let's go.
Man, and now you're buying Himador for us, bro.
Well, we're fucking quarantined, you dick.
Yeah.
To everybody watching, we're drinking Himador, okay? It's not that bad. It's not bad. I like Himador. That's actually kind of like, well, besides Don Julio 60, for sure. That's like my ultimate favorite tequila, for sure. Yours?
I like Don Julio.
Don Julio?
70.
There you go. You're just copying me now. You're just 70. Like, yeah. 70,
bro.
That's what I said.
No, you say 60. That's 60.
Don Julio 70. Can I say it in English?
Right. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I feel like it doesn't make.
Yo, did you invite this guy?
Doesn't make a difference.
Did you invite him? Did you invite him?
It's like saying, oh, I like Adidas.
All right, let's get back to Raul Facio. Raul motherfucking Facio. I want to know, what is the craziest? How many cities have you played in? Oh, my God. He's dying over there. Hold on. He's dying. Let him catch his breath.
He's ripping that CBD, my guy.
thousandgramscbd.com. That was a big old plug, bro. That was that was advertising
for sure, dog. Don't tell us about the craziest city you've ever DJed in.
I think my favorite city that I've ever played in was Guatemala City.
Tell us Guatemala.
Yeah, Guatemala City. I played there when I was like. I think I was 18 at the time.
Like, wow, it was like an early show.
That was my
show.
First like international, because I had played in Juarez before.
Okay.
And whatever, but I think that was the first like international gig where I flew through several countries to get there. You know, I went through like customs and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But that party was crazy. Like they do a lot of shit. You know, a lot of shit I had never heard of. Like I experimented there. You know, like
what? Go ahead and tell us.
With substances, you know.
Go ahead and tell us.
There's this thing called 2C.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you heard of it. It's called 2C. It's 2CB.
2CB? You ever heard of that?
The alphabet form?
No, tell us. What the fuck is that?
Powder and you snort it.
And pink powder?
Yeah, it's a pink powder. It's a pink, like, shiny powder. You snort it. You do, like, a little bumper with it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called what? TBC?
2CB.
2CB.
TBC.
A la verga. And then what happened? Like, what happened?
The trip is, like, acid, but, like, you know, like, I don't know if you guys have taken acid before.
No, I haven't.
Have you taken acid before?
Yeah, I've taken acid, yeah. My guy.
So you really
never,
more
you've
to
never
this
taken
level?
Acid?
Not yet. Not yet. I want to. I want to.
You've eaten mushrooms?
It's on my
though?
List.
Mushrooms?
No, I haven't. I want to. No.
But you've rolled balls.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so I guess it's probably like intensity-wise and long-lasting-wise, it's probably like at the same level as eating, you know, X pills and shit, but it's like its own fucking
vibe. It's a lot more visuals, too.
It's very intense. Oh, really? It's as intense as rolling balls, for sure, but in its own, like, lane, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit. So it's like, try a whole, it, it's like a whole
other, but
like,
if you can handle
level.
Rolling balls, you can fucking handle eating mushrooms and taking acid. For,
let's get back
I mean?
To that. 2BC?
2CB.
2CB.
2CB is like
okay.
acid, but only the peak. You know, so you're peaking like for like 30 minutes and it goes away.
Okay. And it's a pink powder.
Yeah, it's a pink powder. It looks like fucking glitter.
What the fuck? Nice.
It's weird. It's scary, honestly.
That
it's
sounds
very scary.
Fucking sexy.
You, you
it
eat it,
sexy.
You put it on a cigarette, snort it. What do you do with it?
You snort it.
Okay.
Do bumps.
Okay.
Do bumps. So that shit kinda burns like fuck, bro. That shit hurts.
Does it really? It like hurts. How like how long like big of bumps did you do? Like did you do lines?
Tiny bumps, dude. I've never tried it before. You know, it was the first time there. I was in a fucking different country.
Yeah.
Guatemala City is like a third world country. Like
yeah,
it's scary
yeah,
around
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't want to get too fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you. So, I mean, I would too. Yeah, for sure. Fuck yeah.
I did tiny bumps, and it was. I mean, it was great. You know, it was fun. I had fun that night.
And like, so tell us about 2BC. Like, what did you see? What was like the most intense part?
To be seen.
To be seen.
2CB, bro.
2CB. 2BC? 2CB?
The C is first.
C is bird. The C is first. 2CB.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait, so in Spanish or Portuguese, I'm assuming, so it's doce ve or what? Like, what would they call it?
They would just call it Tusi.
Oh, Tusi.
Okay. Tusi. Well, see, I like that better.
That sounds a little sexier for sure. Yeah. Tusi.
Sounds sexier for sure.
Hey, you got some Tusi, dog?
Yeah, 2CB sounds more like a fucking like virus in the U.S. Yeah. Tusi sounds like something like, yeah, shit, I'll do that. I'll do some of that shit today. Shit, it's 5 o'clock on a Friday? Yeah, shit, why not? I got nothing to do tomorrow. Tell us, like, what happened on it?
It's just like, I can't say it because it's just like acid. Like, you just see, you don't see anything that's not there.
Uh-huh.
But whatever you do see, it's like kind of moving, you know? It's
just, oh. Yeah, like crazy visuals and shit like that. Color is fucking with you.
You're not hallucinating because everything that you see, it's actually there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, oh, fuck, it's hard to describe, man.
It's like, hard to explain. I feel like if you want to describe or experience drugs, you have to experience drugs.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
There's no way around it.
Oh, like, I know. I understand. To people I totally like, understand what you're saying.
Like, well, let's get it, dog.
So I want to know, in El Paso, who's the craziest, like the most wild party animal, like the one that comes to mind, the artist that you opened up for that was just like, it stood out to you. Fuck.
I don't know, man. I feel like every time they come to El Paso, it's like a different crazy, you know, like they all get crazy here.
Really?
Yeah.
So who gets the most craziest?
I mean, probably Oliver Dollar. He fucking stayed here for a week.
That's true.
Wait,
that's
why
true.
Was he here for a week? Because he wanted to just like chill hard.
Just wanted to chill hard.
He wanted to chill hard. Chill at all, bro. He was just like, fuck it. Let's just go to El Paso and
that
see what's
up.
Was
a week long bender for
nice.
Him.
Nice.
Sure. Yo, I'm pretty sure it was like a whole week, bro.
You should have gone to Juarez. Boy, would have stayed 2 weeks.
Bro, I remember showing up to the after party. They were like, yo, Oliver Dollar's here. I'm like, what? And Sydney Blue. I'm like, nah, let's go to this after party.
You hooked up with Sydney Blue or what?
Nah, I wish. We show up, bro. And sure enough, they're sitting right next to each other. I was just like, what the fuck?
You know what? That time I had to be there because I was, at that point, I was driving for homework.
Oh, okay.
So I was the one.
Shout out
like,
to homework.
In charge of, yeah, homework. I was in charge of picking up the artists and then taking them to the hotel, to the party, back to the hotel.
Oh, okay.
So once we were at the party, Sydney Blue met Oliver Dollar there. Not for the first time, I'm sure, but
they
made each other up.
Yeah.
And he's the one that invited her to the after party. So then, by default, I had to go, you know? So I didn't even plan on being there.
But there was quite a few people there for a while, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It was popping for a while. Cool. I was like, I was on another level. So I wanted to go up to him and be like, yo, let me get a picture. But I was like, nah, I'm
but nobody was doing that, so it would have been weird.
Wait,
yeah, that's why. That's
I thought
why
you
too.
Said you showed up, and then some chick was like, "Everybody's gotta go." Is that not the same party?
No, man, someone's that's lying, the whole bro. That's a whole different another after party.
Someone's lying about something here.
That's the after party. That's after. But that was the last. Oh my god, that was the last quarantine Sunday I had. Man, this guy's so toasted. I don't know why the fuck you believe anything he fucking says. So we're gonna get to this point where we call it Twitter stories. So this is the part where I go through your Twitter. All right. Damn, what the fuck is this? God
damn, look at that. Damn, that's on his Twitter? What the fuck?
No, that's on my Instagram, so. All right, let's go to Twitter. Raul Facio, right? Yep. So we're going to go look at some tweets on your Twitter. And we're going to see, you're going to, you know, break down your tweets. Why did you tweet that? Right? That's what we do, right? So we'll go with, I feel like you don't really tweet, like, a lot of, like, shady stuff or anything, though, so. But we're going to find it, for sure. We're going to find it. What's the last thing you remember tweeting?
The last thing was probably like a retweet. Okay. Of my new release.
Your new release? Tell us about it.
My new release?
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay.
It's named after that movie. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Tom Cruise. Fucking, what's that bitch's name? Nicole Kidman?
No, I don't think I've
You've never seen Eyes Wide Shut?
No, I don't think
it's so. It's like culty, like... It's fucking weird, bro. Orgies behind the curtains, you know what I mean?
You're lying. Really?
Yeah, for real. Sure, with Tom Cruise, fool.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Won an Oscar.
Is that what you like named it after?
That's what I named it after, yeah. That movie was so dope that I named it fucking
What the
after.
Fuck? Alright, so let's see.
Check it
found
out.
One.
I think it's on Hulu.
I think it says the worst part of DJing at home is no one claps after your set's done.
And that one's sad, bro.
Do people really clap after the
So
song?
Have like when's the like the best time you ever like had like someone like they clapped for you? At what show was it that you were like, man, you knew you had a good set because they clapped for you, not because you knew you had a good set? Because I know it's different, but like people were like, yeah, Raul Facio, show us your dick, show us your dick.
I think the last time that happened, like. A really good party like that was Guadalajara.
Tell us what happened.
All right, so in Guadalajara there's this place called Panamericas.
Panamericas?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a really well known club there. Like it's basically the only techno club in Guadalajara. And I played there on a Sunday, so I'm like I show up there and I'm like, expecting nobody to be there. You know, it's a Sunday. Like I'm expecting it was just a gig that I took like to say that I was playing Guadalajara. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So then I show up, it's a Sunday, and we're like in the second room of the club, and that shit's packed, bro. Like, from the stage to the back, like to the doors, the restrooms were packed. Everything is packed, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I was playing there with one of my friends, his name is Ben Avid, and his residency there is usually all night long. So from like 8 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
is when he plays. So
oh, shit.
I show up like at 8. You know, 8:30-ish. He plays for like 30 minutes and he says, just go at it. Like, he's like, I'll go in later.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm playing. And by the time I know it, it's like 4:30.
You know, in the morning?
In the morning, yeah. And the club's supposed to close already, but like, it's so packed and nobody's left yet that they're still pouring drinks. They're still making, like, they're still keeping it going. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the party's still going. So, I finished like around 5 a.m. And once I finished, like, I heard like the loudest, like, crowd I've ever like everybody was like clapping and cheering and whistling. Like that was the coolest moment for me, I think, as a DJ.
Uh-huh.
That really made me feel like holy fuck, you know, like you're this like, is wow. real. Like yeah.
How long ago was that?
They clapped like this was last year.
Last year.
Yeah, it was very recent.
Oh shit, and it was just like a gig you picked up like just cause.
Yeah, it was a gig cause I picked it up because my girlfriend and I and her brother and his fiance or girlfriend or whatever the fuck, we were all going to go to Guadalajara in the first place for a festival. It's
called. Oh, you are going to go?
Yeah, we were going to go. So I figured, like, might as well ask the homie about, you know, playing with him and, like, maybe I can get a gig, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a Sunday. The festival that we went to is called Corona Capital. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's, like, kind of indie, kind of like rock
kind
of festival. So the Chemical Brothers were playing, Phoenix, Tim Impala.
Okay.
A bunch of
cool
people were playing.
Okay.
And that was Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday is when I played at Bar Americas. And
And that shit was crazy.
Fucking crazy. Like, I expected so much less than that.
You were just like, your expectations were so low. You were just like,
I expected
whatever.
Like an opening set here in El Paso. Yeah, yeah, okay. It's a Sunday, you know? Like, yeah, nobody goes out on Sundays. Well, I didn't think nobody. Like, yeah, I thought nobody goes out on Sundays, you know?
But and everybody went out that day.
Everybody went out on that Sunday, bro. I think, I don't know if it was because of the festival or if it was because, like, of me or if that producer is, like, really good there. I don't know what the fuck happened, but... Packed,
yo, for all we know, you have a big following in Guadalajara, man. You got to fucking capitalize on it, my guy.
That's true.
Definitely.
Let's go.
You know, actually, funny story. The day after that, we were in Guadalajara for like 2 more days.
Mm-hmm.
So the day after that, me and like the whole crew that I was with went to this pizza place.
Yeah.
And when I walk into the door, like to get seated or whatever, the waitress comes up and she's like, oh, you played last night at Bar Americas. And I was like, yeah. So then she's like, hold on. And she goes and calls the bartenders. So like 3 bartenders come out and they come tell me like, you got down last night, like all this stuff. I mean, obviously in Spanish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Then we get seated and we're eating our pizza or whatever. And we finish eating and we ask for the check. And the waitress that first came up to me comes up to me and she says, we took off like half of your bill because you got down last night.
Dang.
So they gave us a big ass discount on our pizza. So like basically our meal that night was super cheap,
mm-hmm.
all because they saw me play the night before.
Dang, it's crazy. My guy.
It was a weird coincidence because we weren't even supposed to go there. Like, we were supposed to go somewhere else.
Like, to that pizza place?
Yeah, to that pizza place.
Oh, shit. So, look at you, man, living the celebrity life in Guadalajara over here.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, man? You might as well just move over there.
I'm trying.
What's the craziest place you've ever played here, like, in the U.S.?
The U.S.? Denver is always fun. Denver.
Yeah. When was the last time you played in Denver?
Last year, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was last year. What was it? Like, July?
July?
Yeah.
How was that?
It's fun, dude. It's always, I never play at Denver like at a club.
Uh-huh.
I always play at warehouse parties, you know? So like underground, like I think illegal. They never told me they were illegal.
They paid me under the table, so I'm not totally sure.
Hey, shit, that sounds
you know,
wild.
Actually,
though.
I hope the IRS isn't listening because they
I doubt it. I doubt it. I imagine
the IRS listening to.
Let's get back to these. Let's get back to these tweets over here,
damn,
real quick.
Fucking 20 minutes later.
Hey, yo, we broke down into a good story. That was a good story, man. That's what the point. That's what the podcast is about, man. Good stories. Good stories. Now, let's see. Let's talk about, I don't know how to say it. Capirotada. Am I saying it right?
Capirotada. Yeah.
Capirotada.
Oh, man, I fucking hate that shit, bro.
You know what? That's one tweet we can relate on for sure because I do not like that shit. You know what that shit is?
Yeah, like some weird ass bread with some shit in it.
Yeah.
It's like sweet and also like meaty. And
it's
fucking gross.
I don't even know what it has. What does it have?
I have no fucking idea. I just know I fucking hate it, bro. Like,
dude,
I would never eat that shit.
Ever since I was a little kid, I have never liked that shit. Never.
I don't even know if I've ever tried it. I just fucking hate
You've
it.
Had it
I've had it before, and it was not like no.
Did you find the little plastic toy in it,
bro? You might, bro. Like, you might find a fucking plastic toy in it. To be honest, when's the last time you remember like eating it? Like, you trying it?
I've never tried it before. Honestly,
I've never tried it before. Okay, well, I mean, I guess, but. You never even tried it, though.
It just looks fucking gross.
I've tried it. I know I don't like it.
I know I don't like it either because, like, it's gross.
You know what? Let's go ahead. It's gross. Will, go ahead and bring in that capirotada, I imagine.
So I'll have a slice. Butter mine.
Oh, shit. I'll butter that biscuit instead, my guy. Yo, is that some? Is that? Oh, that's Rufus Du Sol over, like, playing in the background. Bro, I saw them in Vegas. Tight time. Bro, it was fucking dope in there. So let's move on to these, some more tweets. Last one.
That you were partying hard at the strip club, dog? What happened? What's up with that? What strip club were you at?
Who, me? Shit, not me.
On the tweet, dog.
I'm trying to pull up a good tweet, man, but like, I want something like, you know, like, oh, someone come suck my dick or something. Let's see. Oh, let's talk about this one right here. Your TikTok. Can't figure out how to upload this TikTok correctly. I'm upset. This was tweeted back on April Fool's Day.
Okay.
What was it? What was the TikTok about? The
TikTok is actually up now.
Is it really?
I finally posted, yeah.
It's on. Where is it on? Just
it's
on your TikTok?
Raul Fasio Music.
You didn't post it on your Twitter and your Instagram?
I didn't post it.
Why not?
It's a remix for like a really popular TikTok song. You made a video from it.
Which
Kobe
one?
Kawhi. If I back it up.
If I back it up.
Yeah.
Is it fat enough? Oh, yo, that shit took me forever. So it's like a remix to you. Like,
yeah, I remixed it, and I was trying to post it. Damn, bro. It wasn't posting.
Oh, shit. So that was it.
That was it.
Raul, I know you have a girlfriend, so I know we can't really tell like a lot of horny stories, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, we can, especially if they're international, my guy. They're fucking.
Oh, my guy needs a.
They don't count when they're beyond borders or area codes, right? Let's get. I mean, Vegas is cool. What, you have any more international crazy stories? Have you been a, have you been at TJ or like fucking?
TJ.
Yeah, you guys been at TJ or what? Tijuana, though. I've never been at Tijuana. You've never been at Tijuana. Neither of you guys have ever been at Tijuana. But you've been to San Diego, and you've never been to San Diego?
I went to San Diego once for Crossed.
What? You guys have never been to TJ or San Diego, dog? No. But you've been to LA many times, right?
Been to a few times.
Okay, well, you have to go to San Diego. It's pretty cool. But, you know, mainly because you get to go to TJ, dog, Tijuana. You party hard over there, you know, there's fucking palm trees and a lot of sand. It's kind of like Juarez, but with the beach. Touristy.
And that's TJ we're talking about, right?
Yeah, TJ.
Tijuana.
There's a lot of shit.
No, I want to know about Vegas, because we all have a crazy Vegas story, including you.
But I have a crazy TJ story, dog.
All right, you want to tell us about that? After his story, how about that? Let's tell us about your crazy Vegas story.
I don't have one, bro. I honestly.
When's the last time you went to Vegas?
The last time I went to Vegas was last year, actually, for my 21st birthday.
Really?
I turned 21 last year in August.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And me and like 10 friends, or like maybe like 8 friends,
okay,
went to Vegas.
Okay. Give or take.
An Airbnb. You know, we like just partied all the time. And
nothing really crazy happened?
Nothing crazy happened. Like, we were, I guess, I don't know. The craziest thing was probably because I went out there to play at a show.
Okay.
And it was like the first showcase for my label, like the label that I'm trying to start still, you know, it's still going.
Okay.
It was the first showcase in Vegas, and me and my friends played there, and like it was just a big old party, like just me and my homies just playing, you know, cool party. But then one of my friends from Vegas is like, let's go to the strip club after the party. So I'm thinking, okay, cool, you know, like it's going to be a dope strip club. We're in Vegas, like.
Of course. Dope, everything's right? Dope in Vegas.
I'd like
yeah,
where
for
this
sure.
Story's going.
Right. And then my homie's like, I got you a party bus. So I'm like, okay, fuck yeah. Like, we have a party bus, we have bottles.
You're ready to go.
We're going to a strip club. So we're on this party bus, and it's like me and my 8 homies or whatever, and we're on the way to the strip club, and it's taking for fucking ever to get there. Like, I remember like standing up at one point and telling the driver, like, where the fuck are we going? Like,
it was taking that long.
It was taking that long, bro.
Must have been a poppin' strip club.
No. So, hold up. You're going to be fucking sad because when we get there, it's the worst strip club we could ever go to. Bro.
What was it called?
I have no idea what it's fucking called.
Hey, Vegas preys on tourists, dog. It's either the best.
Was it like further from, like it was pretty
no,
far?
No, it wasn't even on the strip because like I figured like all the strip clubs on the strip, like.
I don't think there's any strip clubs on the strip, is
or
it?
Or close
it's behind
by.
The
there's
strip.
Like, there's like a few, like a, it's like a
no,
block
there,
over.
Yeah,
a block
there's like
this
a
way.
Street over where all the
yeah,
strip clubs
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Like like Knockouts. Is that Floyd Mayweather's? Is it Knockouts?
I haven't been there. I've been to Sapphire.
I've never.
Though.
Yeah, I think that's the. It's one of those two. I don't know. It's Knockouts, Sapphire. Shout out to all our homie Vegas, our Vegas homies out there. And then what happened? Tell
us. So I'm thinking like we're going to a badass strip club. Like we're in Vegas. Like it's going to be fucking dope. And we get there, bro, and like. These hoes are clothed, bro. Like, they're wearing clothes. Like, they're wearing...
Actual clothes.
Not actual clothes.
Wait, they're
like, everything clothes.
They're clothed. Clothed, like, cloth? Like
no,
like
clothed. Not
like
cloth, you moron.
Like they're not fucking naked, is what I'm saying.
Okay, and then tell us.
The most
what happened?
We were there for, like...
Did you even attempt to try
no,
to make
it? I didn't even try to. Fuck, we went in there. We were there for, like, 5 minutes, and we dipped.
And that was it.
That's how bad it was. Yeah, that was it.
It was that bad.
It was that bad.
You didn't try to suck on a teddy or anything? Mm-hmm. Like, did you have a girlfriend back then?
I did.
How long have you... Wow.
Nice.
Is your girlfriend into, like, going to strip clubs?
No, she's actually not.
Wow. That's the worst experience. Because then she goes, we pull up
to a
strip club.
You've been to strip clubs with girls that like to go to
the
strip
club? So, the booth thing I'm with right now, you know, my little booth thing, my little corn thing. The first time we kind of, like, met each other officially was at Dreams.
Oh, no way.
And her friend got butt naked and rubbed her butt against my chest.
Nice.
So it was a fucking love. It was a love connection.
You still talk to the friend or what?
Nah, she's all f- now. She lives in like Houston or something.
So then this was a while back.
This was a very long while. Actually, this was like when I was dating my first ex. I don't give a fuck about that bitch. She could be tuning in right now. Okay. I went to Dreams. We got fucking. Remember Pucker Vodka? No, you're too young for Pucker Vodka.
Dreams.
Pucker Vodka.
Half the fucking time for. I don't know.
Pucker Vodka, dog. It was flavored.
Well, most vodka is flavored.
Bro, it was like a tube bottle, and it had like a cap on it, like a red cap, a yellow cap.
Okay, so a vodka bottle with a red cap, a yellow cap. Well, that's like every.
Anyways,
vodka.
Man. Anyways, so we go to the strip club. That was a wild, bro. Blacked out hard. Dreams used to go hard, bro.
I don't go there. Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's when we went.
There'd be all these fucking people there partying. It was like a fucking straight club where you couldn't sit down. Like, people were dancing. There was like fucking everywhere packed as fuck.
Bro, that shit was wild, bro.
They would do the amateur nights.
Bro, that's when we went. So we went there. And so homegirl and her friends were like, yo, I'm not going to say her name, you know, because I don't know who's tuning in. So homegirl was like, yo, I'm going to get butt naked. She's like, I'm going to do the amateur contest. I said, fuck yeah.
Did she win?
Oh, she got on there butt naked, titties flapping, ass flapping. Back then, she wasn't so chubby. So she looked all right. So I was like, damn, bro.
Well, no wonder she didn't win if her fucking titties and ass were flapping.
I mean, man, I'm trying. That's a, oh my God.
But nah, yeah, it used to be lit. And then, so she ended up twerking on you and shit in front of
her. She rubbed her ass on me. And
her girl
I still remember the butt sweat. I was like, man, she smelled like booty sweat and shit. Used to get stupid, bro.
Stupid, though. What happened
When's the last time you went to Dreams?
I don't even fucking remember.
I haven't gone to Dreams.
Dreams, whoever's listening that knows anything about Dreams, step the fucking game up. Like, let's get that shit back to its glory times, you know?
One of my coworkers used to fucking. What's going on, Raul? You all right? Are you lit? Are you super lit?
The Himador is fucking tuning in.
Our boy Raul over here is kind of lit, so he's gonna, you know, we're gonna chop it up. You and me, Mark, we're gonna chop it up. Only got a few minutes left, anyways. We only got maybe like 10 minutes left.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then let's get into the fucking TJ story. Since you guys have never been to TJ,
go ahead. Tell us about TJ.
If you go to TJ,
never been.
Anything fucking shy of going to the beach, you guys have to hit up the Hong Kong strip club.
I've heard about that. It's like three floors, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's like a couple floors. It's all glass stairs. That's a real Asian fucking theme with like.
I would assume if it's called Hong Kong, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Imagine you walk into a Hong Kong strip club and it's fucking Jamaican themed. What? Who the fuck is playing steel drums in here? Why the fuck are you playing steel drums in here? And then, and it feels so hot.
Oh, no.
Tell us. Hey, TJ.
No Chinese food, my guy, but some real exotic flavors, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, tell us.
So
what happened?
You walk in this bitch, right? They hand you a beer. As soon as you walk in, they hand you a beer.
Hell yeah.
Here you crack it open. There's, a couple floors. It's all glass. There's a fucking bathtub with, like, girls in it. And just like, I don't know, there's more stripper poles than a fucking CrossFit gym. You know what I mean? There's fucking like just shit.
Oh, it's like that.
Yeah, there's pipe everywhere. And bitches are just fucking jumping on it. You know what I mean?
So tell us, you got a lap dance? You got a lap dance in there, right?
No, so like, okay. So the thing is, they don't do lap dances.
Tell us, go ahead, man.
You know,
if
you go to strip clubs in Mexico, it's like you buy a drink and a girl dances on you while you finish your drink or whatever. You buy her a drink, you know, some crazy
shit.
She
buys you a drink.
Yeah, she buys you a drink and she stays there until you like finish it dancing on you or whatever. But though, so this club.
Did you do drugs over there while you were over there in TJ? You have to do drugs, man.
Some edibles, smoked some weed, got faded. That was about it. There wasn't too much shit because we went with my boy. He works at one of the breweries out there in San Diego and his coworker was like all about it. Like, yeah, this place that we got to go check it out. So as soon as we get in there, like, you know, we're chilling, having a good time, kicking it. And this dude's like, all right, I'll be right back. And he dips out, like, some girl whispers something real sexy, like, in his ear, you know.
Damn.
Pours a little sugar
in there.
How
long ago was this?
This was maybe, like, probably, like, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So he dips out, you know, for, like, a good hour, you know, half an hour or some shit like that. And he comes back and he's like, yo, y'all ready to dip? And me and my homie are, like, there, like, chilling. Like, motherfucker, we just, like, grab seats, like, drinking beers, like, chill.
Yeah, you're already chilling and shit.
Uh-huh. And he's like, I'm already done, dog. I'm all finished up. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I just took a shower. I'm like, what do you mean you just took a fucking shower?
Oh, so this
strip club is, like, I guess low-key, like, a brothel, too, dog. But there's, like, 100 bitches in there. It's like Dreams fucking on crack, you know, times 10. Like, like 10 Dreams stacked on top of each other with, like, finer hoes and fucking 5 times the host.
Okay, and then?
So this strip club is like smack next to a fucking like hotel, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so it's
shit.
A legit brothel, so girls will come up and be like, yo, for 50 bucks, 60 bucks, like
American bucks, American bucks.
I'll take
you to the room. You to the room. So this fool, I guess, went to the room, smashed some chick real quick, took a shower in the hotel room, all this shit, came back like all fucking whatever, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's just like it's popping, but there's like some of the finest chicks, you know, just on the strip club experience alone, you know, is like.
So you didn't totally do anything?
No, I didn't. I was a little skeptical.
So you were ready to tell us this TJ story about it's crazy. You ready to go off, and the story's not even about you.
Hey, it's the experience, my guy. You gotta go.
So what did you do?
We gotta go.
What did you do?
Yeah, we drank beers.
Dude, so you didn't step your game up.
Well,
you were scared, huh? You were scared.
It was a little brand new at the time, my guy.
How long ago was this?
Like 2 years ago. But I'm saying if
that's not too brand new, man.
You un-fucking like aware of this place and showing up and shit, like you would have just jumped in and been like, what's up, ho? All right, let's go.
You get your drink on, you get your freak on.
Well,
you'd be
I did.
There's a plethora of hoes and then you don't hop on any hoes. So what happened with you? You get stage fright?
I told you, dog. Bro? The homie came back.
You got
back,
stage
like,
fright, huh?
Let's dip out. Because he fucking
I think
got
so.
Jimmy
got
on.
Stage fright.
You got stage fright?
I never know stage fright.
So that's it. That's
it was
what else happened in TJ, dog?
It was a crazy experience.
You go to a donkey show?
No, we didn't get around to that, dog. I don't think it's worth it, though. You'd be down to pay to go watch, like.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck. That's like a once in a lifetime experience.
You think so?
What is that?
A donkey show? What does it sound like, bro?
Fucking donkey doing tricks?
Donkey doing some kind of tricks. Yeah, he doing a trick for sure. He doing a trick. So, that's it. That's all that happened.
Well, no, I got pretty wild, my guy.
That's it? Man, you waited this entire time. That's all you got to tell us? Your friend got his freak on. That's it?
Well, I wasn't about to pay for no pussy.
Man.
Jumping
sponsored
in by third his world friend.
Country.
Podcast sponsored by.
I'm telling you got to go to that spot. I mean, even at that, it's like better than the Vegas strip clubs, better than any fucking club.
I would hope. Yeah, I would hope so. It's called Hong Kong. Yeah,
and
for
you
sure.
You get laid, fool, if you fucking want to pay for it. So, I mean, it's like.
Well, we're coming to the end of the podcast right here.
What?
How do you feel?
That was fast.
That was actually pretty quick, right? Sorry. Not too bad, right? Not too bad. Raul, tell us what you got going on. Let's take one more shot for the podcast. Come on, and don't touch that cup. Where's my cup? I think that's my cup right there. I'm gonna assume that's my cup. What about yours? Let's see. Oh, we're almost done with this tequila bottle right here. Look at that.
Himalor.
Party sponsored
by Himalor.
By Himador. Hey man, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. Oh, fuck, man. This one's gonna. Oh, yeah. That one hit the spot.
I think it's
sure.
Worse because it's warm, dog. It's
yeah,
just
right.
Like,
look, man. It
why
was.
Why do you bring warm tequila?
I just bought it. I bought it today.
You didn't even bring
like,
ice.
I know we're from the desert, dog, but are we out?
All right, so next time I'll bring some ice. I'll bring an ice chest or something.
Yeah, an ice chest would be nice.
Next time I'll bring like an ice chest. We keep it nice and cold.
Or you know what? You can stop at like a Circle K and grab one of those fucking styrofoams. Just fill it up with ice.
You know what? I might have to do that.
For all of us.
I might have to do that. Well, thank y'all for tuning into the After Party. Raul, go ahead. Give your at. What's your at?
It's at Raul Fossio Music everywhere.
And of course, this guy signed Big Dick Energy. Signed to Dubfire's label over here, man. He's just like, yeah, I'm signed in what, bitch?
Ooh, big bets.
What about you? What about you, Mark?
Tuning in to 420 dot on the O and smoking with your
man. It's 4:22 already, man. What the fuck you talking about?
Hey, well, doesn't matter, dog. Real stoners stay high all year round.
Make sure to hit up 1000gramsclub.com because I gotta plug the website because of my
website, Instagram,
website, all of it. Everything.
We do everything.
Make sure to hit me up at Aaron Scene on Instagram.
Why don't we just keep going, bro? Like, what's wrong with a 2-hour webcast or a podcast?
Well, you know, it's because then I got to edit.
He's defying the laws of.
It's because then I got to edit 2 hours, man. You know, I'm the one that puts it.
Scared of like 2 hours?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work.
Fuck.
No, we're going to call it right here. That okay with you?
It's fine.
That's all right?
It's your shit, dude. It's your shit.
Wow, man. Now he's kind of like.
Whatever you want to do.
He's patronizing me now, for sure.
I will patronize you.
You are patronizing. That's what you're doing. I feel it. No, we're going to call it right here.
Hey, you can fucking sprinkle make sure to
stream.
For it ain't a fucking jelly donut, my guy.
Make sure to get the podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you podcast.
Yeah, and get an post
intro,
it.
Bro. Please.
Listen
get
to
intro.
It with
I'll
your
get
friends.
An intro. Mark said he wants some more hoes. He wanted some hoes today.
We want some soundboard that's made up
a
of pure
girls. I might have
an
a soundboard.
All girl made soundboard that just, you know, has all kinds of crazy shit on it. And we could just fucking click like repeatedly.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. We're leaving. Bye.